In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Time is a strange thing. Last night, all of us, I am sure, had our own ways of marking and celebrating the closing of one year and the opening of a new one. But even that shared and common experience, the ending and starting of a new year, is a bit of an odd one. In the church, a new year began not last night, but several weeks ago with the start of Advent. It is with the first Sunday of Advent, not the 1st of January, that the church governs its liturgical year. It is then that we begin a new lectionary cycle and once more begin our journey of faith through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For other people in the world, their marking of the passage of time does not conform to our Gregorian calendar. They will celebrate their own new year on a date that, for us, might be just any other day of the week. Even in my own house last night, the new year came not at the stroke of midnight, but much earlier. Neither Kim and I had any desire to reap what we would sow by letting our soon-to-be 3-year-old daughter stay up to 12 so that she could ring in the new year. So at bedtime, we poured her a little cup of sparkling fruit juice and celebrated with her, hours before the ball dropped. Even though it was not midnight, for us in that moment, at that time, it did not matter. We celebrated the end of 2016 and the start of 2017, despite what the clocks might have read. Time is a strange thing. I remember one of my favorite college professors illustrating that point in a lecture. He used the extreme example of a nuclear bomb going off to drive home his point. He started by saying that we all exist in space and in time. The bomb also exists in space and time, and so does its explosion. Now, to protect ourselves from that explosion, we could move through space away from that particular place that the bomb went off. But this is only a temporary solution. No matter where we might move in space, the threat of those weapons follows us because they can move through space and go to wherever we go. But what if we did not move through space but moved through time? One could stand at the site of ground zero, the exact space of an explosion. But if they move through time to before the invention of these weapons, or to a time in the hopefully not too distant future when they have been abolished from the world, then they would have achieved near absolute safety from the menace of nuclear war. Time is a strange thing. We move through it, or maybe more accurately, we hurtle through it with little to no control over it. Time is our ever constant companion, always creeping forward, year by year, day by day, second by second. Other than the experience of living within it, there's very little about time that I truly grasp or comprehend. In the midst of this vast and confusing ocean that is time, I have found that the church and that God becomes an anchor. Amidst all the shifting sands of time, God becomes a sure foundation for the lives of all people of faith. I do not think it is an accident that to mark the start of a new civil year, the church has ordained this day to be a celebration of the holy name of Jesus Christ, because in that name we find ourselves. All the moments of a life, all that shows the passage of time, are rooted in and given a deeper meaning by God, by Jesus Christ. Our births are shared by God in the birth of Jesus Christ. This season, we remember and celebrate the miracle of that birth, And in that miracle, the miracle of all of our births are remembered and celebrated. We acclaim that God created us out of nothing, that God created us because of his love, a love so deep and so profound that the eternal Word would become flesh and live a fully human life, living and breathing and moving in the current of time just as we all do. The life of Jesus shows us the miracle that is all of our lives, the connections that are forged by being in communion with others, how the bonds of friendship and family that are forged and tempered by loving Christ in all people. These connections are not only something to cherish, but they are something worth fighting for and even dying for. Life is made holy by God living a human life, a life that was fully human, sharing in all of the qualities that we know. And in death, we find God among us. When Jesus weeps over his friend that has died, we know that God weeps too. When Jesus suffers great pain and distress, we know that God has suffered the same pain and the same distress that humanity suffers. We are given assurance that what happens to us is not just random accidents, happenstances of the currents of an indifferent force called time, but that all of us are known to God and cherished by God, that God suffered as we do so that we might be saved. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ stands above and apart of time itself. In that singular moment, God's grace ripples throughout all of human history and touches every human life. The name Jesus has been known in many different places. The name Jesus has been known in many different tongues, and it has been known in many different times. Jesus has meant many things to many people, but above all, Jesus, the eternal Word made flesh, the Son resurrected from the grave, has been and always will be a Savior to the world, a Savior to all people. The vast ocean of time that separates us from the man Jesus means nothing, because by the resurrection, he lives forever. He lives in all of our hearts, and he lifts us all up to eternal life. Time is a strange thing, but it does not ultimately rule us, for as strong a force that it is, overseeing the rising and falling of mountains, the countless cycles of the seasons, the birth and death of every living thing, it is ultimately not what gives our lives purpose and meaning, because that belongs to God and to God alone. That belongs to the birth, life, death, and resurrection of God's only Son, Jesus Christ. And throughout all of time, God will call out to his children without ceasing to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Time is a strange thing, but it pales in comparison to the wonderful miracle that is our salvation. A miracle given to us as a gift in the birth of a child, offered up as a sacrifice on the cross. Something so profound that not even time itself could ever separate us from it. Amen.